This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Boris Johnson and his former finance minister, Rishi Sunak, are leading the potential contenders to replace British Prime Minister Liz Truss on Friday, with candidates canvassing support to become Conservative Party leader in a fast-tracked contest. After Truss quit on Thursday, ending 6 weeks in power, those who want to replace her were trying to find the 100 votes from Conservative lawmakers needed to run in a contest which the party hopes will reset its struggles. With the Conservatives all but facing a wipeout in the next national election, according to opinion polls, the race is on to become the fifth British premier in 6 years. The winner will be announced on either Monday or Friday next week. In what would be an extraordinary comeback, Johnson, who was ousted by lawmakers just over 3 months ago, was running high up in the ranks along Sunak to be crowned the next prime minister. European Union leaders have given the green light to a plan to provide Ukraine with 18 billion euros in financial support over the next year. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says funds are needed to help Ukraine's internally displaced citizens.
Ukraine has other needs that have to be addressed. For example, the mobilization of humanitarian aid to help the most vulnerable in Ukraine to get through this winter. In particular, the more than 11 million internally displaced people by now who need support, who need access to water, electricity, heating, who need shelter.
The plan was announced Friday after President Volodymyr Zelensky warned that Russia is trying to spark a refugee exodus by destroying his country's energy infrastructure. This is VOA News. Chad's government is clamping down on the country's opposition a day after more than 60 people were killed in protests around the country. On Friday, prominent opposition leader said that security forces were ransacking the national headquarters of his political party. Meanwhile, a government decree has suspended the activities of seven opposition parties, including the one that was ransacked, for a period of 3 months. On Thursday, protesters took to the streets in the capital, as well as several other cities in the West African nation, to protest against the interim leader, Mohamed Idriss Deby, extending his time in power by more than 2 years. The UN Security Council has unanimously adopted a resolution demanding an immediate end to violence and criminal activity in Haiti and imposing sanctions on a powerful gang leader. The United States and Mexico drafted the resolution, but had delayed the vote until Friday so they could revise the text to gain more support from council members. They succeeded in getting approval from all 15 nations. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said immediately after the vote that the resolution was a first step to help the Haitian people, and a second resolution is being prepared to help restore security to the crisis-wracked Caribbean nation. Former U.S. President Donald Trump ally Steve Bannon has been sentenced to 4 months behind bars for defying a subpoena from the House January 6 panel, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Bannon was convicted in July on two counts of contempt of Congress after refusing to testify before the panel over his involvement in Donald Trump's bid to overturn the 2020 election. This morning, a judge also fined Bannon $6,500, far less than prosecutors wanted. They allege he acted in bad faith over the committee's work, while Bannon's lawyers say he was simply trying to follow Trump's initial claims of executive privilege on his way to court. Bannon faced jeers but remained defiant, blasting what he called an illegitimate regime.
Their judgment day is on 8 November, when the Biden administration ends.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Recapping our top story, Boris Johnson and his former finance minister Rishi Sunak are leading the potential contenders to replace British Prime Minister Liz Truss on Friday, with candidates canvassing support to become Conservative Party leader in a fast-tracked contest. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.